boys and girls. Welcome to Camp Do Right. I'm Miss Michelle, and I'm so glad you're here today. You know, life is all about making the right choices, but sometimes that right choice is really difficult to make. I hope that while you're here at camp, we can explore different ways and learn some important lessons that will make it easier for you to make that wise choice, even when it's unpopular to do. Welcome to Camp Do Right. Boys and girls, have you ever been in a situation where someone did something really mean to you, and you wanted to do something really mean back to them? The hero in today's story, Will, found himself in this hard situation, but he learned to put into practice something the Bible tells us to do. I call today's story, Coals of Fire. Will came home from school so angry. His mom took one look at his face and knew that something bad had happened at school. "Will, what happened?" she asked. "Oh, Mom, remember me telling you about that one bully at school named Carter? Well, he was picking on the little kids again at recess, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. So I went to Carter and told him, 'Look, Carter, you really need to stop bullying these kids, okay?' And do you know what Carter did, Mom? He punched me right here in the face. He taunted me and said, 'If you think you're so good, then let's see you defend these boys. Come on, fight me.'" Boys and girls, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in the kind of situation that Will found himself in? It's a pretty hard place to be. How do you think Will responded to Carter at that point? I mean, Carter had just punched him in the face. Will had a choice to make. What do you think he did? Do you think he punched Carter right back? After all, Carter was asking for it. Or do you think Will had the self-control to walk away? Well, Will's mom wanted to know too. So, what did you do, Will? "Mom, I walked away. What was worse is that when I started to walk away, they all started laughing at me, and Carter called me a wimp. It was the hardest thing I have ever done, because you know I am no wimp, and I am so much stronger than Carter, and I could have taken him out with one blow." Will's mom hugged her boy with a silent prayer of thanksgiving. You see, Will had always struggled with a temper problem. She prayed so much for him and had made him promise that in that split second when he would feel his temper beginning to flare up, that he would make a choice right then and there to surrender it to God and remain in control. And he had done that. Even when he had been punched in the face, Will had been able to control his temper and walk away. Will's mom said, "Look, I know that everything inside of you wants to respond just like Carter did, but I say try something different. How would you like to heap coals of fire on Carter's head?" Heaping coals of fire on his head? What does the mom mean? Red hot coals on Harry's head? Wouldn't that catch his hair on fire? Does she want him to burn him? Wait a minute. I remember the Bible saying something about that. Yeah, that's right. In Romans 12, 12. 20, it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. So in other words, the Bible is telling us to be kind to those who are mean to us, to turn the other cheek and reward evil with good. When we do that, it will almost feel like coals of fire because their hearts will feel all prickly and guilty. Not only that, but we will be reacting just like Jesus would if he were in that situation. Well, let's see what happens when the hero in the story decides to do that. Will knew exactly what his mom was trying to say and sighed. Well, that's not exactly what I'd like to do, Mom. I'd rather punch him. But, okay, I'll try it. I'll try to look for those coals this week. Well, Will didn't need to wait very long. A school picnic was coming up in a week, and the perfect opportunity was about to present itself. It was a beautiful day for a picnic. The picnic area was surrounded by meadows and trees and had a swiftly flowing river with a beautiful bridge that immediately became the main attraction. There were plenty of teachers around, so Carter didn't dare bully any of the younger boys, and he and Will stayed as far away from each other as possible. So Will found himself really enjoying the day. Carter's younger sister, Heather, had come along, and you could tell that Carter adored his little sister. In fact, she seemed like the only person he truly, actually loved. They were up on the bridge, throwing rocks into the river, when all of a sudden, everyone heard Carter scream, "Help! Heather's in the water! She fell in! She can't swim and I can't either! Somebody save her, please!" Even while the words were coming out of his mouth, everyone saw Will racing for the water's edge. Throwing off his shirt as he ran, he kicked off his shoes and dived into the river. Will was an excellent swimmer. He was on the swim team at school and had won quite a few races. But the river was very deep where Heather had fallen, and the current was very strong, and it was sweeping her away quickly. With all the skill, strength, and technique he could muster, Will swam his hardest toward Heather, who had gone under the water again. He saw her bobbing up again to the surface, and with strong kicks and broad strokes, he finally reached her and grabbed her by her long blonde hair. All of a sudden, he heard a sound that made his heart hammer in his chest. Boys and girls, can you guess what sound he heard? It was the sound of a waterfall. The river that they were in right now ended with the waterfall, and from the sound of it, they were getting closer and closer by the second. If Will didn't make it to the water's edge soon, they would both go over the waterfall and would fall to their deaths on the rocks at the bottom. With an urgent prayer in his heart, asking God for renewed strength, Will began swimming toward the shore, one arm firmly striking the water and one arm holding Heather by the hair, who was now unconscious. He heard the teacher shouting his name, and he saw that they had thrown a rope into the water just before the waterfall. Could he reach it in time? With a burst of strength, Will headed for the rope. He reached it just just in the nick of time and clung to it desperately with all the remaining strength he had. A few seconds more, and he would have been too late. The teachers dragged both him and Heather onto the grassy banks and began working diligently to revive them. Will, being the stronger one, revived first. "How's Heather? Did she make it?" There was no answer as the teachers earnestly continued their efforts. Carter was in a complete frenzy at this point, screaming, crying, begging, throwing himself on the ground. "God, please save her," Will prayed earnestly. One more mighty effort on the teacher's parts, and suddenly Heather began coughing and spluttering. Cheers erupted from everyone who had been silently watching and praying. Carter's face was white and tear-streaked as he hugged his sister. The teachers immediately loaded Will and Heather into cars to take them home. When Will got home, he asked the teacher if he could go in alone. Will opened the door and walked in. "Will!" Mom gasped. "Why are you all wet? What happened? Are you hurt?" "Mom, I'm fine. But what happened? Tell me." With tears in her eyes, Mom listened as Will told her the whole story. She hugged her boy close. "Will, that was an unbelievably brave and dangerous thing to do." "Mom, I was going after those coals, just like you told me to." Mom had to laugh through her tears. "I think you're the first one that's ever gone after coals in the river." The next day, Carter came to Will's house, along with every boy that had seen him hit Will. He knelt in front of Will. "Will, I don't even know what to say, except that I am the wimp. I pick on other people to feel better about myself and punched you to try to make you fight so you would get in trouble too. But you walked away with a courage that I couldn't understand. But I understand it now. You are seriously the bravest guy I have ever seen. You faced death without fear and saved my little sister. You rewarded my evil with kindness, and I am so ashamed. Can you ever forgive me?" At that moment, Will was so thankful he had followed his mother's advice instead of what he wanted to do. "Wow, this coals of fire thing sure works. Being kind to someone who's done you wrong burns much worse than fire. You can never go wrong by turning the other cheek and following what the Bible says." Wow, boys and girls, what do you think? Do you agree that turning the other cheek and rewarding evil with kindness is the way to go? It's really hard. I mean, who wants to be kind to a mean person, right? But that's what Jesus asks us to do. And remember, you can never go wrong with following what the Bible says. And this actually goes along perfectly with the song that I'll be teaching you today. It's called "Turn Them Into Friends." Are you ready to learn it? Let's go!
Thank you.
If your foe is hungry, then offer him some food. If your foe is selfish, you'd better not be rude. When you're treated badly, just turn the other cheek. Trust the Lord to give you power, even though you're weak. Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends. When you are mistreated and you know who's to blame, hold that angry temper and try not to complain. Pray for those who hurt you and show them your concern. When they call you ugly names, just love them in return. Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends. Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends. Turn them into friends. Today's vocabulary words are revenge and forgive. A. Revenge. To hurt or harm somebody back because they did something wrong to you. To repay in similar fashion. B. Forgive. To stop feeling angry towards someone for a wrong or a mistake that they did. Letting go of a grudge. Which one of these words did the hero in our story choose not to do? That's right, the answer is A. He chose not to get revenge, but instead chose to forgive his enemy. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to head over to our application station for our character check. Follow me. Welcome to our character check, boys and girls. This is our application station where we will be applying the lessons we learn to our everyday life. You see, if there's no practical way to apply the lesson we just learned, then the lesson will simply remain in our heads, but it won't make a single difference in the choices we make or the way we choose to live. So this is how it works. You will have 3 multiple choice answers to choose from for each question. You need to choose the answer that you think would be the best way to react in that given situation and check it. Keep in mind today's lesson on turning the other cheek. Okay, let's see how you do. Follow me. Question number 1. Your brother is very selfish. He loves to take the biggest and best in everything, especially dessert. He always gets to choose first, but today, you get a chance to choose first. Dessert is strawberry cake. Keeping in mind today's lesson, choose what you think would be the right response. A. He always gets the biggest and best, so I deserve to get the best this time. B. I really want that big piece, but taking it would only be doing the same thing that my brother always does when he takes the biggest and best piece. So here's my chance to show how to be unselfish and leave the best for someone else. C. Who cares what anybody else thinks? That big piece of cake looks delicious. In fact, I think I see my name on it. Yup, that huge piece is mine. So, which one did you choose as the right response? Did you say B? That's right, the answer is B. Being unselfish and leaving the best for someone else. You know, sometimes turning the other cheek simply means changing the way you think. Instead of paying someone back by doing the same thing back to them, it's all about practicing the golden rule of doing to others what you would like for them to do to you. How about this next question? Question number two. At church, one of your really good friends starts talking behind your back. You've been friends for years, but suddenly she's saying all these unkind and untrue things about you. You feel really hurt. You can respond in one of three ways. Which would be the right way to respond? A. Start spreading rumors about your friend and say unkind things about her too. After all, she started it. B. Drop her as a friend. It doesn't matter that you've been friends for years. Why should you be friends with someone like that? C. Go to her and say, "Hey, I heard that you were saying some stuff about me. Have I done something to hurt you?" And try to work out the situation. Which would be the right response, boys and girls? Did you say C? That's right. The correct answer choice is C. You know, it's not always easy to go to a friend and try to make things right, especially if it's the other person's fault. But in the long run, turning the other cheek and treating them the way Jesus would is the best way to save a friendship. Are you noticing that making the right and wise choice is not always the easiest choice to make? Okay, here's the last question. Question number three. At school, you have a friend who keeps borrowing your pencil. He always forgets to give the pencil back to you, even though you remind him, and you are getting really annoyed. He asks to borrow a pencil from you again. How should you respond? A. Sorry, but I'm going to need to hold on to these remaining pencils. Maybe you can ask the teacher this time. B. Hey, don't ask me for any more pencils. You've lost all my pencils and it's getting really annoying. C. I'm never going to let you borrow a pencil again, and you had better go buy me a pack of pencils after all the ones I let you borrow. So, boys and girls, which would be the right response? Did you say A? The correct answer choice is A. There are times when you have to be honest with a friend, but there's always a kind way to be honest and a mean way to be honest. Turning the other cheek sometimes means responding kindly even when you're annoyed and upset. Okay, boys and girls, well done on our character check. Turning the other cheek is not an easy principle to practice because naturally our human hearts want to respond back in the same way to someone who is unkind or mean to us. But Jesus asks us to be like him, and he always turned the other cheek. So, boys and girls, I challenge you to check your heart and check your mind and pray for strength the next time you're tempted to be mean or unkind back to somebody. Through Christ's strength, you can make the right choice in your words, your actions, and even in your tone of voice, and practice the golden rule of doing unto others what you would like for them to do to you. Well, boys and girls, that's it for today. Remember, doing right means making the wise choice every single moment of every single day. Hope to see you again next time. Bye.